Former Massachusetts governor and Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney does not believe President Obama has done enough to stop Iran from developing a nuclear weapon.
I think from the very beginning, one of the challenges we've had with Iran is that they have looked at this administration and felt that the administration was not as strong as it needed to be. I think they saw weakness where they had expected to find American strength.
During the third and last debate, President Obama defended his performance.
As long as I'm president of the United States, Iran will not get a nuclear weapon. I made that clear when I came into office. We then organized the strongest coalition and the strongest sanctions against Iran in history, and it is crippling their economy. Their currency has dropped 80%. Their oil production has plunged to the lowest level since they were fighting a war with Iraq 20 years ago. So their economy is in a shambles.
Mr. Obama's challenger believes there's more the U.S. should do.
I'd take on diplomatic isolation efforts. I'd make sure that Ahmadinejad is indicted under the Genocide Convention. His words amount to genocide incitation. I would indict him for it. I would also make sure that their diplomats are treated like the pariah they are around the world.
Governor Romney is referring to the remarks of Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who has called for the destruction of Israel. Both candidates believe that Iran's nuclear program is a threat to the U.S. national interest. Ari Ratner, a principal at the Truman Project on National Security, says, by nature, American foreign policy is bipartisan, and preventing Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon is a clear example.
American national interests don't change so much from one administration to the other. A lot of this, quite frankly, is bluster and a desire to look tough.
Iran says its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes and has no military component. But Yukiya Amano, head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, the United Nations nuclear watchdog, says the agency needs clarifications in 12 areas before it can confirm Iran's claim. While the American candidates spar over how to deal with Iran's nuclear ambitions, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is losing patience with Washington's approach.
These sanctions are hitting the Iranian economy hard. They haven't yet rolled back the Iranian program. We'll know that they're achieving their goal when the centrifuges stop spinning and when the Iranian nuclear program is rolled back.
The United States and its allies have rejected Netanyahu's demand to set a red line for Iran's nuclear program. But at the UN General Assembly, Netanyahu did just that and has said his next course of action will be military strike against Iranian nuclear sites and facilities. Iran has threatened to retaliate against any country's attack. Mitt Romney is critical of the Obama administration for not clearly saying that Washington would back Israel if it was attacked. But President Obama has made it clear that the United States will not abandon its longtime ally.
I will stand with Israel if they are attacked. And this is the reason why, working with Israel, we have created the strongest military and intelligence cooperation between our two countries in history.
Speaking to the General Assembly last month, Mr. Obama told the world's leaders that he remains committed to diplomatic, economic, and political tools, but would explore what he called the full range of options if Tehran does not bend. Gita Aryan, VOA News, Washington.
Many Iranians wish to enjoy peace and prosperity alongside their neighbors. But just as it restricts the rights of its own people, the Iranian government